Welcome to Heartbeat, the podcast of the Heart Women's Ministry. Heart is a Catholic women's ministry whose vision is to encourage women in their faith, in their life, and in who God's created them to be. This is a place where you'll hear from some amazing women share from their heart to your heart about who God is, what God's doing in their life, and how they're doing their very best to live out their faith. We pray that you are blessed and inspired. Enjoy Heartbeat.
Hello and welcome to our podcast, Heart Catholic Women. My name is Emma and I'm here with Rosemary.
Hi, everybody.
Now today, this week with our Heartbeat, we talked about tuning into the Holy Spirit. So that's what we're going to be chatting about today. And how when we tune into the Holy Spirit, then we can really be guided by what God wants for us in our lives. And so I thought we'd chat a little bit about the Holy Spirit and how the Holy Spirit guides us. And something that I was found interesting that I've been looking at lately is how the Holy Spirit is given to us in baptism. Whereas I would have said years ago that we got it in confirmation. But then when
that's just confirming what we already got.
Yeah, so then when I've been learning more and more over the last few years, then realizing, oh no, we actually already had it in baptism.
We received it.
And then confirmation really strengthens what we have.
Yeah, and baptism, what is it? Born of the Spirit.
Mm.
You know, water and the Spirit. And in baptism you get the water represents, you know, say dying to your old self and rising to the new self that God gives us as son and daughter of the living God, and then the gift of the Holy Spirit on top of that.
And so for many of us, especially if we were baptized as infants, we can be pretty confident, like we've had the Holy Spirit with us
all the time,
most of our life. That's right.
But we're not tuned in. Think of it. Yeah. I often think of a radio station. You know, it's crackling and you've got to get the button and you've got to
back forth
until you hear someone talking. Mm. And even then you've got to sort of fine tune it.
Mm.
So we've got the crackling in our lives, but we haven't fine tuned to hear the Holy Spirit.
What the Holy Spirit is saying. That's probably a good description. So if we talk a little bit about what we know about the Holy Spirit, because I think when we learn more about who the Holy Spirit is, then we have an ability more to tune into it when we almost know a little bit more what we're listening for as well. And one way I heard someone describe the Holy Spirit was that it's the communication of the never-ending love between God the Father and God the Son. So this love that just goes back and forth and back and forth. And so I found that kind of amazing that if the Holy Spirit lives in me, then I've got the love of the Father and the Son in me.
Yeah, you've got the
all
spirit,
the time.
The spirit of God.
Mm.
Holy Spirit's not alone. He has the family with him. And the family is the Father and the Son and the Spirit. They're the one, three in one.
Mm.
And so it is the Spirit of God who lives within the three of them that, if you want to, you know, is part of the three that then shares with us and speaks with us and teaches us and loves us and guides us. Mm.
And so if we've already got the love of God the Father, God the Son, the Holy Spirit in us, I think even more so if we can tune into that, then we can allow that love to transform us.
Yes.
Because God wants to transform us. He wants to use us in our lives. He wants us to show his love to other people.
The hard part is then, well, how do you hear the Holy Spirit? How do you listen to the Holy Spirit? Because it's a different type of listening.
Mm.
It is listening with your mind and your heart.
Mm.
And also, I guess, listening to what's happening in your life right now, because God's going to speak to where you are at.
Mm.
He might speak to you of something into the future he desires you to do. Like I think in the Old Testament you have Gideon who is threshing wheat and he's hiding doing it late at night because of where he was in the world. He was sort of under rule from other, in his nation from other people.
Mm.
And he was hiding so he wouldn't get, I don't know, maybe they'd take the wheat off him or he'd get, beaten up or something.
Mm.
But then the angel comes along, angel of God, sent by God, and says, mighty warrior, But Gideon wasn't a mighty warrior, but he was trying to prepare him for down the track when he was going to be the mighty warrior. So the Holy Spirit, though, speaks to our life, comes to our life now, but might speak to something about that in the future God desires us to do or be, to become.
Well, something that I talked a little bit about in the heartbeat was, I think to listen to the Holy Spirit, we need to be what I described as an active listener.
Yes.
Like this expectation that at God's any moment to say. God could say something. And like I was saying how, like, if you're an active listener in just a normal conversation where I can see you now sitting across from me, we make eye contact, we nod, we might make a noise, aha, like, you know, I'm agreeing with you. And almost having that kind of a readiness to be ready for the Holy Spirit.
Yes. So when you're reading scripture, the Holy Spirit could speak through the words. When you're reading the newspaper, when you're watching a movie, when you're talking to someone, the Holy Spirit can use any of those circumstances, people, things to speak to us. And we get to know, after a while, when it occurs a few times, we get to know that sensation. And if you want to call it a sensation or a feeling, it's like maybe your heart beats a little bit faster, or maybe your mind and heart feel like if they weren't your words, there's words that have come into your mind. It's hard to explain. Maybe you get goosebumps. And maybe, though, you don't feel anything, but you just seem to know.
Yeah. Because I talked about how the Holy Spirit, like Jesus talked about the Holy Spirit as a teacher and someone who guides us in truth, which means the Holy Spirit would always be someone, like he says in John's gospel, the Holy Spirit will teach you everything and remind you of all that I've said to you.
So he'll remind you. Yes.
Which I find that really encouraging.
Yes.
Because sometimes in life you're like, I don't know, you forget which way in life, or you do fall into sin. But this small, I always think of it as just a whisper, this Holy Spirit inside you,
your conscience
goes, come on. And that's that reminder of the way you should walk. So it's not always just about go and do something. Like you said, God said to, or the Holy Spirit said to Gideon, mighty warrior. It's not always about that. It's about your behavior, the way you're acting to people, treating other people. Yeah, and that's that love and transformation that I was talking about.
Because God's care is more wanting for us to have a relationship with him and to look at our character. He's more interested in that than he is in the actual outcome. He's more interested in the process of our life than in where our life ends up. Ends up, he wants us to be in eternal life. I'm talking about, though, you know.
But to get there, there's that process. And that the word that comes into my mind that I've heard others talk about is sanctification.
Yes.
But that's that process in our
becoming
life
holy.
Of becoming holy.
Yes.
And the Holy Spirit is the one that's guiding us in those, reminding us what Jesus taught and always reminding us of the truth.
Yes.
Yeah, so I think that also comes, like we're talking about active listening. Our daily prayer is so important.
Well, other titles of the Holy Spirit is advocate, encourager, helper, comforter. So what are they? Abilities to actually live a better life. Abilities to overcome. Abilities to be holy. And that's Holy Spirit gives us that guidance and that holiness that we need in our life.
Next week, we're actually going to continue in this conversation. We're going to talk about more about how we listen and also about how we're empowered by the Holy Spirit to take another step or to do what God's asking us in our life. So we hope that's really challenged you this week. Our weekly challenge, I can't forget the weekly challenge, is to practice the active listening. Now, what would you suggest? Would you suggest, like, in the morning when you wake up, try straight away to be, hey, God, would you speak to me today? Holy Spirit.
Ask God to speak to you. And then really concentrate. I would, like, just in a journal piece of paper, on your phone, on your notes or something, every time you think maybe that was God speaking to me, like you read something and you got inspired by it, or a scripture really spoke to you, write it down and see at the end of the day whether or not there's a theme in that day or a theme in that week even.
Yeah. Yep.
And the more you do it, the more you actually
hear.
Yeah,
well,
you're
can tune in. Yeah,
tune in.
That's it.
That's right.
Yeah. Awesome. So that's the weekly challenge for this week. We hope that you've enjoyed that chat, and we look forward to chatting with you again next week. Bye.
Bye, everybody.